Sydney FC are slowly climbing the ladder in both the men's and women's competitions, being 3 and 5 games unbeaten respectively. However, as well as the points starting to add up, so are the injuries, with Jack Rodwell, Robert Mack, Joel King and Corey Holman all going for scans this week ahead of a Unite round clash with Adelaide United on the weekend, whilst in the women's, Courtney Vine, Shay Connors and Fiona Wirtz join Lucy Johnson and Nat Tobin on the injury list for the women. It's a star-studded lineup, unfortunately, in the changing sheds. Tonight on Sky Blue Stories, host Jonathan Finger, Sean Maloney and Michelle Morris. Hello, everyone.
Good eve.
Good evening, Jonathan.
That's a lot of salary cap available.
Yeah, physios are getting their money's worth.
Definitely. Definitely. I think, Uffy was on the Global Game today. They did a daytime show and I just caught the end of it this afternoon. But saying that Jack Rodwell, Robbie, Joel and Corey all going for scans today. Fabio's name wasn't mentioned. I know that he had some ice either on a wrist or a thigh, but he wasn't mentioned. And the girls, I mean, no disrespect to the players that we've had in there, but wow. You're probably talking about our three biggest goal threats all out at the same time. And you know, that adds to, like I said, to Lucy and Nat, both who started game one of the season. So just a bit of bad luck.
She'll be all right, mate. She'll be all right, Jonathan. Just a little bit of the twilight zone at the moment with the men's form outshining the women's form at the moment. For the last two seasons ish, I'm not used to that. I'm used to but all right, at least the women are absolutely owning. What's doing?
Michelle, drawing. Michelle, you have been traveling like a champion this week, partly with very good reason. Many happy returns on your 25th birthday.
Definitely 25.
Quite a lot of Christ.
Yeah.
Good. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, belated.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brisbane, Central Coast. My body is tired.
I imagine it would be.
Is there one ground you haven't been to? That's your, you're very well traveled. But in terms of whether it be traveling for the men and the women, is there something you still, just because of timing and it's clashed with this or that, or still haven't been
to? I haven't done Western United away. I've done City in Melbourne. I haven't done Western United. Western United sometimes plays out of like Geelong and I haven't been there. Mm-hmm. And then the women's team plays somewhere else as well. And then I haven't done Wellington away in Wellington. So I did Auckland last year and this year we're doing Wellington for the women. They will play Wellington.
You went to MacKellar Park last year, didn't you? Canberra?
For Canberra? Yep. I also did Viking Park for Canberra.
Very good.
I haven't done Perry Park. I haven't done that one. Have done Dolphins and Suncorp. HBF and Macedonia Park are the two that I have not done. Ooh. But I have done Optus Stadium because I was there for the grand final.
You were talking about going over to Perth in January?
No, I was going to go in December, but just between me going to Adelaide instead, it was, And I haven't done Coopers, but I've done Coopers for Matilda's game.
You also spent an extended period in Europe, so how you have any money left, I don't know. I guess that's why you're so desperate you're doing this podcast.
You know what? So Central Coast, right? I'm standing there, mind my own business, talking to Nat Tobin, and then she goes, oh, we were talking about you on the bench. I was like, what the hell? And she was like, we're wondering like what you do. Like, how do you afford to travel all the time? She asked if I worked for the APL.
That
I was
is
like,
a good question.
Definitely don't work for the APL. And then, I never really thought like that they would, that people would be questioning like, how does she do that? How does she go?
They saw they saw your New Year's Eve celebrations as well and thought, man, this chick is just loaded.
No, not me. Just friends with people who are. No, I'm just lucky. But also, to be fair, a lot of the away trips are easily done because it's in New South Wales. Like, I've got a car, I can drive.
So
you know,
it's half
between
an hour. Join, isn't it? Northern Beaches.
An hour, 45 to an hour.
Pretty decent. And excellent, excellent crowd all around, really, for the Mariners girls on the weekend. Pushed 3,000 again for a standalone is fantastic. Sean, we've had a couple of busy weeks. We celebrated New Year's Eve together, which was lovely.
We did. You were very gentle.
Succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah. You know your jiu-jitsu well. Or the judo.
Judo, but you know, you get the gist. What's your take on these injuries? Do you think of those four blokes that we mentioned, that any of them will be long term potentially from what you saw? Corey and Joel, I didn't think looked too serious.
Can I be honest? Is this a safe space?
Are you going to say no great loss?
Yep. You know me too well. Like, honestly, when I saw those four names, Jack, I wasn't too disappointed because we're so used to not having him anyway.
But he's been good.
Yeah, he has been.
He's made us better.
We're a better team for him being there than not. But I'm just so used to him not being there. So I'm like, yeah, we'll get by, you know. Mac, I've been scathing of. I just don't think he puts out enough. Football wise, I mean, behind closed doors, I don't know. But he needs to, I don't think he does enough on the field for us. Like, doing little to nothing for three or four games and then scoring a goal is not enough. Somebody of his caliber and resume. Joel, I think is a bit run of the mill. It's a bit meh. And who's the other one? Corey. I like Corey. I wouldn't mind a little bit more depth on the bench, but I think somehow we'll get by. We'll get by. We've got youngsters.
We do. I mean, some of those are still youngsters as well. The Jack Rodwell one is obviously the big disappointing one. I think that's going to affect us. Not only with him out, but it means that, you know, more than likely we'll put Jake Odelbrake back into the centre halves. We would think we'll go into that a bit when we preview this weekend's game. But I think it just shuffles a lot of bodies around, and it's shuffling back to something that, you know, we've probably just gotten used to not doing. So yeah, it'll be an interesting weekend and an interesting diagnosis. I'm going to guess that the club will give a bit of an update on you know, those injuries. Hopefully they're not too long term. But you know, it might be jumping ahead a bit. So Sean, why don't you do your thing?
All right, let's go around the ground. Something that all sides of the harbour popped up on Twitter, X-Fear, just the other day. Lolly at the end of the game said he'd love to stay at Sydney next year for next season. Lady and gents, do we hold or would you sell? Does he fit into, you know, come next season, Uffie's got, you know, a whole pre-season under his belt, transfer windows, yada, yada, yada. You can really start to sculpt the squad to how he likes. Does Lolly fit in? Do you want him hanging around? Stupid question.
I think he'll definitely be offered a contract. So, and as you've pointed out there, he clearly seems to be enjoying life.
He loves
the Sydney lifestyle, so he loves North Bondi. There's no reason unless another club, you know, wants to bring him back to the UK, whether maybe a championship club wants to put some money up for him or something. Who knows? But it'd be interesting. Michelle, thoughts?
I do find it interesting. I think like, he clearly likes the lifestyle of Australia. But I think he's kind of similar to Alfie in a way, but also very different, because, like, obviously Alfie had a family and a whole thing there, whereas like Joe is, you know, single man living his best life in Bondi. So I think he he loves the lifestyle here. But I think if he's going to be offered a contract, you know, back in England, I think he'd probably want to, you know, head back over there and, and play in England and try and make his way into the Premier League.
He'll be 31 this year, I think.
Still got 3-4 years ahead of him.
Yeah, but it's you wouldn't think he'd go straight, obviously, to a Prem team.
No.
From the A League, but yeah, Michelle, you're right. I think potentially a Championship side that wants to, you know, add some
push
experience.
For
yeah, push for promotion, add some experience. You know, I think he got Player of the Season for Forest in the Championship the year before they went up, sort of thing. So, and yeah, he's definitely earning his coin with us, whether he's one of the marquees or not.
Would you say at this point of the season he's been our best player to date? I would.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant Australia Cup campaign. You know, got the trophy as a reward. And yeah, I don't.
To be honest, I don't know who I'd put second place. If Lolly's been our best player this season, I'd be scrambling to find who's been. You know, he's going to share the podium with him at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, yeah. Hopefully the club can keep him on board.
And speaking of injuries earlier, it's definitely been confirmed in the last few days. Fiona Wirtz, LCL.
Dr.
Lateral cruciate ligament injury. Jules went on the record saying that she will not require any surgery. It is the best of the lateral ligaments in that knee. It's the best one to do. If you're going to do anyone, do the LCL.
In Jules's defense, I think.
No, yes.
He's right in that she didn't have to have surgery.
Why she don't?
But obviously, it's the quickest return and best return for Fiona. I would dare say is what they've done. But yeah. Terrible for her, as she was our leading goal scorer leading into that and certainly hit the ground running in Sky Blue. And, you know, on the back of Courtney being in and out all season and now Shay Connors as well.
Because Michelle, that's Michelle, something we're missing, aren't we?
What's going on?
A goal scorer. Like, not to say the girls are playing perfect, but they're missing some balls in the back of the net.
It's actually quite a problem, a big problem, because we're getting, you know, lots of clean sheets at the back, which is great, great for our defenders and for Jada. But
and Jada's been good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Jada's been great, consistent as always. But, I mean, you don't win games without scoring a goal, you know. So, I think – with no Fiona for, 3 months?
Yeah.
She won't be back until the end of the season. Basically. You know, if we make finals, then, you know, we might see her. But at this point, because of how short the season is, still, like, yeah, that's it for Fiona for the season, really. Shay Connors, she's still out for, I'd say, probably another 4 weeks still. So we'll see her back at least next month in March sometime maybe as well. But, yeah, God, it's pretty bad, hey? We've got no one to score a goal.
Courtney?
Yeah.
I spoke to Courtney at the Mariners game, and I was like, bro, when are you coming back? And she was like, I don't know. She's like, I hope next week against West United, but – I don't know. So it doesn't sound very comforting. But yeah, it's a bit of an issue. I think it's also kind of funny because when we were talking to Nat, she was saying, oh, you know, normally this is such a the ACL is such a lonely injury because normally
rehab,
you're the only one rehabbing and you're the only one by yourself, like while everyone is out on the field training and you're in the gym. But she has plenty of people to keep her company with the amount of injuries that we keep stacking up. So Yeah, but this reminds me a lot of Arsenal women's, like a couple of years ago, where it was just injury FC, and pretty much they had like four people on the bench, much like Sydney FC does.
It was serious injury FC too, from memory.
Oh, there was four ACLs last season.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Well, look, touch wood, let's, you know, I guess that's kind of a silver lining that Nat's the only ACL at the moment. It's not much, doesn't bring me much comfort. I mean, for those that watched the girls this week, again, you know, very much, hate to say it, but makeshift forward lines with Aideen Keane, Princess Abini, and either Tegan Collister or Abby Lemon lining up, Janaea coming off the bench. So it's a great opportunity for these players. It's just not, it's, you know, we're used to having those experienced goal scorers at the top. And, you know, to have to throw a player like Tegan Collister in, who's been around the squad now for a couple of years, but has been waiting and begging for an opportunity, you know, it's going to take her a bit of time to get up to speed and you know, get back up to the pace of the A-League women. So, yeah, let's hope that there's no more joining them in the rehab over the next couple of weeks. I reckon Courtney will make an appearance this week. It might be off the bench, but I reckon she'll be back from what I'm hearing around the place.
I do worry as well, obviously, like with the news of Sam Kerr's ACL and how she had a calf injury in the World Cup and, you know, this sort of, you know, load management, whether or not she, you know, had enough time to rest and recover and rehab properly. And, you know, between playing at Chelsea and Champions League and then coming home for the break, like, I don't know if she was rehabbing while she was at home or training or whatever. And it's not to say that I think that, you know, Courtney's load is the exact same as what Sam Kerr's getting. Obviously, it's not. She's not playing the same amount of football as she is. But I do also, I'd rather us, you know, lose a game or two and then Courtney be 100% than, you know, have her come back, we win a game, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, boom, she's gone ACL. Like, you know, we don't want to risk that.
Yeah,
you know.
I think, and you've probably, sorry, Sean, you go.
I was just going to say, bring Courtney back for pins.
Yeah.
All right, I saw that.
Special place.
At least you can score a pen.
Special plays off the bench. But no, great point you make, Mish. And I think, you know, with the calf injury that Courtney had earlier in the year and not going to Asia, you know, even that, there was you know, a bit of talk around saying that she possibly could have gone and contributed, but she was taking an extra cautious approach. So I'm banking on the fact that, yeah, what you're saying is correct, that she's being a bit maybe overly cautious for longer term, you know, benefit, which is fine. But I do think, you know, being Unite Round and her being one of the leading acts for the weekend, I feel like she'll make an appearance, even if it's a cameo off the bench, and so she builds back up. But yeah, let's hope Courtney, and let's hope the others, you know, are on the road to recovery soon. Speaking of the women's, Sean, should we go into a couple of reviews of the last 7 days for them?
Up in sunny Gosford, Sunday afternoon, a draw. Surprise, surprise, a nil-all draw. Maybe you're out listening. When was the last time the women had a nil-all draw? Pull that stat up.
Not a couple of weeks ago.
Was it?
Perth Glory. Perth Glory.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, don't do that, Rowdy. Not what you're doing. yeah, all these bloody draws are like fading into one. It's just insane. Yeah, score a goal, fuck. Nil or draw, close to 3,000. I think you were saying were there in the game. Michelle Morris, I saw you all over the socials. Absolute, just smothering with all the Instagram reels and whatnot. You're in it, everything on telly.
Bit like bit like the Mariners, a bit like the Mariners. We've been smothering our side, but anyway.
What's that? What are you talking about?
Every time I, you know, flick through Instagram, and there was like Sydney FC reels and stuff like that, and Michelle Morris front and center, cheering away. But oh, what did you think of the game, Michelle? Could we, could have, should have we won? I don't think we started the strong. The first half was a bit poor.
Look, I don't think we had our best game, to be honest. I couldn't really say much. I was trying to get everybody, you know, involved, singing and being part of the Cove. So my back was to the game for the most part, but I was trying to, you know, see what the mood was around people as I was looking at their faces, as I was yelling at them to sing. But yeah, it didn't seem like we were on the front foot at all in that game.
No. I agree. I was talking to you guys, I think just after the game, it was a hard one to watch. I think the fouls were like 25 to 10 or something. And the referee, unfortunately for mine, I guess contributed to the game and the lack of flow, and simply by not punishing repeat offenders and you know, just with inconsistent calls. I know we bemoaned the level of refereeing in the A-League women's competition sometimes, but yeah, this game just had it was not great. It wasn't our best performance. I'm sure the Mariners and Emily Husband would say it's not their best performance either. But they were just hacking their way out of trouble. Any time we made any progress forward, there'd be a foul. And lo and behold, Mariners fans voted Isabel Gomez their player of the match, who for mine should have been second, third yellow card.
Well, that a couple would have been of times. You know, they were understood that they part of the class of players of that we have. So it's just, how can we stop them playing forward? Just hack away at them.
Yeah. Roll.
Yeah, but if you're a referee, you shouldn't be allowing that to be their game plan. Like, you know, you can't slide into their ankles. And
she's just having conversations instead of actually taking action, you know.
Yeah.
It maybe I'm biased, but I just thought it was pretty poor performance from the referee.
Very stop start game.
Yeah, it was. But you know, I thought Rola Badawiya did very well. She tried her best to score against her old team. And yeah, look, I think from our point of view, the lack of a recognized, you know, striker and front line sort of came to the fore a bit, unfortunately. But first away day in Central Coast for the women for a long time. Very well received. Yeah, very well received. I didn't make it, sadly. I should have, but I didn't. I was very lazy on a Sunday evening. Great crowd. But yeah, again, I think Jada made a couple of decent saves. And it's I think it's one of those where it's, you know, the less said, the better, I think. But I think they tried. The girls tried, but it just nothing was.
Is it worth mentioning Princess's form at the moment, or how much she's regressed?
I mean, we spoke about it last pod, but I think for this game, she was certainly trying, but she didn't have any support either. It wasn't just her. Mm. You know, it just wasn't a pretty game. And yeah, like I said, we're missing that. We already bemoaned a lack of experience in the side, and you know, now we've got these additional injuries, and they're all key players. They're all key starting players. They're not 16, 17 year olds. They're, you know, they're key experienced players, and I think that's just showing at the moment. 5 unbeaten, but only 1 win. So
at least we're not losing. At least we're picking up a point. Yeah. After every game,
draw. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, did you guys want to touch on anything else from that game? I was going to say we'll just quickly talk about the Canberra game as well during the week.
Yeah, a little
I
bit
did
about
find it
that. Okay.
funny, hold on, that the players that are injured, they still had to make it up to the Central Coast. Even though it was an away game, I thought they only really had to go to their home games, but maybe because it's just Central Coast, they're still there. But I thought it
Yeah,
was
all of them were
interesting.
there, weren't they?
Yeah, they're all there. I was like, oh, well, maybe they all knew it was my birthday.
That's right. They just wanted to be in your presence.
Exactly right.
dear. But during the week, Wednesday night, Sydney FC Women's played Canberra United as well. Lowly Canberra United, down towards the bottom of the table. And yeah, this was, I think news broke in the hours leading up that Courtney Vine had succumbed to that calf injury, so she wouldn't be appearing. And it led to an interesting lineup with Abby Lemon starting up top, Shawnee Boy. The Hawk was
Natural
back
position,
to
yeah.
keep things going. Yeah. And I thought she performed very well.
And then later in the game,
We,
she shifted to the back.
yeah,
Yeah.
she reverted to a wing back again, but did a great job. It was a nice goal from us. We were sort of wondering, sitting in the stands, wondering where the goal would come. And Mackenzie got involved and put a lovely ball through for 18 Keane,
Yeah,
Michelle.
was that the turnover of
It
play?
was.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, did you see this one or were you capoing?
Always capoing. So I think I saw the aftermath. Usually how it goes. But listen, a goal's a goal. I will take
Goal's
what
a
I can
goal.
get. It was a nice finish by 18.
Was.
Very nice finish.
It was. We didn't lead for too long. That pesky Michelle Heyman, who loves scoring against Sydney FC, a bit like Nikola Mile-Usnich in the men's. They both always seem to score against Sydney FC. So it was 1-1 going to the half. Ante has seen something and he thought he'd try something a bit different.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I'm biased against Kirsty. I think she's brilliant, but I kind of thought it was strange. And especially how he played her. Like, she played a bit more off the shoulder, looking for the ball through. And she's quick. It's not that quick. Maybe she should have been better at like dropping in like a false nine and holding up a couple of plays with her strength and then laying it off for your wingers at the time, which one of them
Being a
obviously would have
target,
been
being more of a
Princess.
target, yeah.
Yeah, but the week before when
He
you
was happy with it though.
yeah oh look
Comments after the game, Ante said he was happy. I think she
boiled
tried her ass
away,
off, but
absolutely. But like when the game before, you had Janaya with the winning goal against Wellington, and you got like a striker or like a genuine forward who just scored you the winning goal the game before. Why not give her a go?
Especially if it was for the whole half as well. We saw Tegan Collister come on a bit later and another shuffle there.
Yeah, got caught offside on a couple of occasions, but I think that's just her trying to adjust, and she hasn't seen a lot of A-League women's football.
I think Kirsty, like she did better than like Ryan McGowan did at nine. But I just it would be nice if we didn't have to do that. It's sort of cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Mary. Yeah.
So I don't know. It was a great crowd. It was a really good night. I actually really quite enjoyed the game and seeing some of those players that we've mentioned that played in the Mariners game on the weekend, strut their stuff and put their best foot forward. Again, I mean, Canberra, despite their position on the table, they've got some very good players, and I think they played, fairly well against us. And at the end of the day, we were lucky not to concede a penalty towards the end because it was 100% a penalty, and it
Literal and the
wasn't
same.
called. It was, I think I was in the back row of the grandstand, and it was on the other side of the field, and myself and the other bloke sitting next to me both sort of said, That's a pen. That's a pen. So yeah. Couple of draws, frustrating for the girls, and I'm sure frustrating for Ante as well. But I think maybe we've got to just hold the fort down like we're doing and wait for a few of these bodies to get back. Mish, what do you think?
Yes and no. The thing is, like, we can hold the fort down as much as we can, but then we've got no one on the bench either. Like, that Canberra game, we had no strikers and no defenders. We just had midfielders and a goalkeeper on a bench.
Well, look, we have a lot of midfielders.
We have a lot of midfielders. But they're going to have to learn how to play as a striker soon enough.
Can we play, like, six in the midfield?
Oh, my God.
Put Talia.
Just put Talia Franco. Yeah, put her up the front. She's so tall.
Yeah, she's huge.
Put her and Kirsty up front together.
Put a cross in. Bang. And let her header it in.
100%.
Who's going to stop her?
No one.
No one. She's taller than all the goalkeepers.
See, then we could have all the midfielders just lob crosses to Kirsty Fenton and Talia Franco in the middle.
I think, like, Kirsty Fenton actually played pretty decently up front. I thought it was so funny because I remember turning
around.
The
Canberra
game?
Yeah.
I turned around and I was like, is that? Because normally, you know, you always see her running up and down the wing, right? So I was like, oh, okay. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Like,
she's out of position. Yeah.
I was like, it's just Kirsty being Kirsty. Whatever. Let her live. And then I noticed that she just stayed up there and I was like, wait, what the hell? What's this all about? And I turned to the boys and I was like, is Kirsty playing as a nine? And they were like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is where we're at right now. So
it says a lot. Yeah. And you're right. I agree. She did okay. She did all right. It can't be a longer term solution.
No. And this is the problem that other teams, like, we're going up against Western United, who just beat Melbourne Victory 4-1 on the weekend. Like, sorry. And not to disrespect Canberra or the Central Coast, but they're struggling
to make the six.
Yeah, like, we're going up against a team that, you know, is
park the bus
in good form. Like, Chloe Legazzo is scoring, and I know if she scores a goal against Sydney, she's going to celebrate the hell out of it, and it's going to kill me.
Doesn't she still love us?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I think she still loves me.
Okay,
I hope so. She still loves me.
That's all that's important. It is your birthday week. It's your birthday week.
Oh, it'll be the week after my birthday.
Shh, quiet, man.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
I just
okay.
Think
so you're a bit worried. You're a bit worried about this weekend.
Yeah, immensely. If we get Courtney back, I'm a little less worried. But with no real nine, we got...
Speaking of midfielders, for all those asking where Maddie Caspers is, we do understand that she will be back, not this game, not this weekend, but the week after. So she should be back in contention for that, and keep an eye on the club socials, and they'll give us an update hopefully in the next few days about that. But yeah, Maddie's not lost to us. She hasn't disappeared. She hasn't gone on family holiday during school holidays. But yeah, she'll be back. Maybe she did. I haven't been to Movie World for a long time.
Neither.
I always like SeaWorld though. SeaWorld was cool.
Nah, Movie World's better.
Yeah.
And Dream World.
Yeah. Although, didn't they like get in trouble recently?
Someone died.
Yeah. That's not great.
Yeah, one playing in
that's not great. Don't go to Dream World, kids. Anyway, that probably wraps up the girls. As we just said, a probably good segue though. Western United there, so that's Sunday. Part of a double header for Unite round. Wow. Michelle at Allianz, which is wonderful. The girls love playing at Allianz, and that's something that gives me a little bit of confidence in the matchup. Playing in that stadium just seems to lift the girls to another level. And Western have hit form. They sort of started a bit slow themselves. But unlike their men's team, they've come out of it, like you said. And as you said, Chloe Legazzo in form is scary for us. It's been a little while for her. It's probably been 18 months since she's played her best football. So yeah, hopefully it doesn't come back to haunt us. But yeah, I'm slightly confident we can get a result. It will depend largely, I think, on whether we see Courtney start or come off the bench and contribute at all. Because it seems like she might be the only one on that injury list that's a chance to return. But yeah, I reckon we can grind out another draw.
Just give us the draw.
Just give us a draw. We'll take the draw. Slowly get players back.
I just
not.
Want to celebrate a goal.
Just score. Just score. Even if we lose, just score.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure Aideen Keane can oblige. Maybe Maka, get the Hawk involved.
Yeah, she's due for a goal.
Involved. Yeah, she's looking better than theirs. Yeah, getting better as every week goes on. So that's Sunday at Allianz. But we better loop around and talk about the blokes, I think, Shawnee.
Woo! We're gonna win the A League 3 in a row, baby. 2-1. Fucking yeah. At Suncorp, of all places. Hear the echo. Reverberate around. Oh, on the pitch. Jonathan, the pitch.
Mm.
Oh, my God, it was
How
terrible.
Good was it?
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
I've played on better paddocks with a lot. but we got a 2-1 win. Fabio with the double with a, you know, he must have been watching Abroski against Adelaide.
How good's that? Goal.
Yeah, that was very sexy. But look, very good first half up until the 45th odd minute. And then Melius is just, you know, scoring goals because that's what he does against us. And then it was a very, very dire for both teams. From both teams, very dire second half. It was boring as batshit. It's like, who was less crap and they were going to go on to win. But look, we didn't have to wait long.
No, not at all. I missed it. I missed the first goal.
I know, you were getting up
a drink or something.
Yeah.
Tending to my child. Something was happening.
Yeah, I think you looked at him once or twice. But the first minute, lovely bit of play. JK, a little bit of magic. Just, you know, nice little deft little lobbing short cross to the back post for Fabio to put it away. So great start from the boys. Sure, you all would have been happy there, Michelle, there, watching Fabs get his goal.
Yeah, that was good. Ideal. That was actually my birthday. So
there you go.
Look
at all those people that turned out for it.
Birthday goal.
Sydney FC.
I know. It was pretty good. Like a good turnout.
Great turnout from the Cove and others. Yep.
A lot of fun. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about winning in Brisbane, you know, that we just seem to do really well.
Pull it out of the bag and score early as well, apparently. We like to score early against Brisbane.
So wild. I was not expecting that at all. But then it was also like, as I was watching the game, it was like, oh, yeah, like this could be another 8-1 sort of situation. Like they did not look in good shape.
No,
like,
no.
I kind of felt bad because I was like, oh, man, like the crowd was not very good. To be honest, like we had a good group of us, but of course we're in away, you know, section.
Yeah.
We didn't fill out our away bay either, to be fair, but it was, you know, mostly full.
It's pretty
and
big
then,
though. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it was, things are pretty dire in Brisbane.
Yeah. Got to fill
them
up a little
really,
bit, you know,
they really need to get Perry Park back.
They get trounced 8-1. They're in an empty stadium with a shit field. And then in the first minute, they concede.
The pitch just says it all, really, doesn't it?
Where's the money? Where's that Matilda's money, that, you know, legacy fund that they, you know, were going on about?
Yeah. I am started.
James Johnson.
James Johnson, yeah, JJ. Oh,
they're all corrupt.
So that was our fourth fastest ever. I think if you don't include the Asian Champions League, we scored a very, very quick one in the Asian Champions League. But three of our four fastest ever goals against the Brisbane Roar, thanks to Rowdy for filling us in on that. Incredible. I remember Aaron Calvers a couple of years ago. That was at the other end of the stadium, I think, from memory.
Better.
That might have been a in a State of Origin jersey game where they wore maroon. It could have been. But yeah, so we love a quick goal. Good header, and that's, you know, that's, I guess that's what Fabio can do if he gets the service, Sean.
Well, JK almost, you know, tried to copy him not long later.
Yeah.
A nice bit of somewhat it's of a great diving header. Was it my imagination? Anyway,
over the top.
Yeah. I love a nice ball from King, but hits the bang up against the post. Unlucky. Game starts to even out a little bit, and then a lovely ball from Gerdwig Wright finds Lolly, who drives down the right hand side. Lolly was in the thick of it all throughout the game. It was another very good game from him. And this lovely cut back, and then Fabio just instinctively just goes, all right, I'll just flick it behind the other foot, you know, a bit of a, it's not a back heel, but it's just a little flicking, you know, almost like a, is it like a Trivella?
A bit of a back heel.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff.
Beautiful. And that's how it should have ended. That's how the half should have ended.
That would have been nice. Yeah, it would have been nice.
But we, you know, took our eye off the ball. Maybe we had already kind of had 1 foot, you know, figuratively, metaphorically, you know, already in the change rooms for half time. They go up the other end. Nice through ball. Beats King there. Melo Usnich finishes it. Beats
Jeez,
King.
We've we've conceded that goal a few times this season, haven't we? Yeah. it was carbon copy of a couple, I think, that we've conceded this year.
And boy, doesn't it change the halftime talk or the halftime kind of vibes in the sheds from 2-0 to 2-1.
Does as well, but then also losing Jack Rodwell at halftime.
Oh, yes.
And then meaning that, you know, Jake Gerdwood-Reich, who's just found his spot and his rhythm in midfield, you know, has to drop back. Which, you know, it's not, again, just that continuity. It sucks for him. But second half. There's probably not much to talk about in the second half, really. It was pretty dire. But enjoyed the first half. And as you said, Mish, like, imagine not beating them after they lost 8-1. Like, it would be pretty dire.
And everyone talks about, like, new manager bounce. But, like, I mean, new manager bounce only goes so far when you lost 8-1.
He bounced them 6 goals. So, like, that's pretty good.
And I think he's the right choice to coach Brisbane, Ben Khan.
From what I hear.
So
yeah.
I think it sucks for Brisbane fans because everything was looking up and then everything kind of just went tits up all at the same time. I kind of feel for them. Not so much that I would hope that they would win anything. But, you know, I want the league to be competitive. And I want other teams to be able to, you know, showcase why this league is, you know, the league to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I might have said something similar when I was on the pod last time about Ross Aloisi just completely upping tools and, you know, doing so well to sort of turn them around. And yeah, I would hate to be in a Brisbane Roar fan's shoes at the moment. It's not great. It's not great for them. But we needed the 3 points more, and we got them, which is fantastic. We're still just we think after last night's game, we're just outside the six. First time we've won 3 games in a row, A-League men's games in a row, since the lead up to the 2021 grand final.
Wow.
So season 2021.
Jesus. That's a long time.
It's a long time not to win 3 games in a row. Yeah, for Sydney FC. Incredible. So that was, like I said, in the lead up, I think we did 6 on the bounce. Yeah, 6 wins in a row leading up to the Melbourne City away grand final, in which Bratz got sent off. Bratz. Yeah, it was Max last year, wasn't it, in the semi?
Mm-hmm.
So a long time between drinks for three in a row. Anything else on the game, Shawnee boy, from you?
No, I'm happy to move to SFCU votes if we want to do that.
Yeah. Yep, someone else go, because I haven't done mine as usual.
I'll go. I'm organized. I had Lolly 3, Fabio 2, and I thought Amanatidis had a great stint off the bench when Mac.
Oh, really?
Okay. Some way through the second half, I thought Nathan had a brilliant stint. I was really happy with him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You don't agree?
He contributed.
Yeah.
Right. You did right. We were pretty average, but
bang average.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we will see more of him based on some of those players out. I have Lolly, Fabio, and Jake Girdwood-Reich with two each.
Two. I've got Lolly 3, Fabio 2, and Jack Rodwell 1. You know, I think when he came off, it was quite telling.
It could also be the last point that he gets ever.
You're welcome, Jack. Follow me again.
Enjoy that. That'd be so funny if you do.
But that means I don't have to follow him as well.
No, not necessarily. Although you know what happens if you don't.
I do know what happens if I don't.
Fool me once. All right. Well, look, three in a row. So we're pretty happy. Sydney FC will take on Adelaide United at Allianz Stadium, 8 p.m. kickoff. 8 p.m., not 7:45, because it is a double header. Home away from home. So it's an away game for Sydney up against Adelaide United. Adelaide played Monday night against MacArthur, ended in a 1-1 draw. So, yeah, we did well. They'll be doing well to recover from that and play again on Saturday. We've got a couple more days recovery up our sleeves. But talking earlier about all of these potentially missing players and who's to come off the bench, it could make for a pretty interesting game. Obviously, last time we met was at Hindmarsh, and it was Talay's first game in charge and resulted in a incredible 5-1 result. So, yeah, how do you guys see this one playing out?
I think they'll be up for revenge. Very interesting game with both teams sitting outside the six. I think we're both on 15 points. So, you know, wanting to go ahead, maybe, you know, by the end of the weekend, depending on their round goes, either team could find themselves in the top six, albeit probably in six, maybe fifth with goal difference. Mm-hmm. Does that count anymore? I don't know.
kind of, not really.
But yeah, so it's not the end of the world, but it's quite an important game for both teams.
Mish?
Well, Adelaide's drawn twice in their last two games, both of which were at home. And I think they're getting very frustrated that they're not, you know, taking their chances, because they play really well and they keep getting into really good scoring chances. But then, yeah, obviously they're missing the goal.
Yeah.
But I think we have so much momentum going our way. And, yeah, it's an away game, but it's at home. So I think we'll have the added sort of crowd advantage as well for us. So, I mean, on paper, we probably should be winning this game.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. Depending on how many of those players are out. Because if you're talking about, if you're talking Joel King, Robbie Mack and Jack, which is highly possible, especially those last two, it sounds like those two will be the longer term. You know, there's three starting players. And, you know, Joel King, I think, as Sean sort of alluded to, probably not the most spectacular season by his standards. But I think he's better than any other alternative that we have at left back. So it'll probably mean that Jordan Courtney-Perkins comes in and plays left back, I would imagine. Jake Girdwood-Reich will have to drop out of midfield into defence for Jack Rodwell, which means probably Aaron Gerd comes onto the bench. And it probably means Caceres returns to midfield. Right. And if Max out, you would suggest that Max Berger starts for the first time in a month, more, 6 weeks.
I reckon. Oh, okay. Would you start Sneeden in the midfield with Bratz and AC on the weekend? Do you think he's done enough to hold that spot down? Or
no, he's still playing the front three.
Oh, you would put Jaden up front?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. But it depends. It depends. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's all to behold. But I think Jack Rodwell's going to be a massive loss. And again, it's not surprising because we know he's made of glass, tempered glass. But yeah, it's going to mess things up because more than likely, like I said, you're going to take Jake Girdwood out of midfield and he's just found his spot. He struggled a bit, I think, getting into midfield initially, and now he's in the engine room and he's getting forward and, you know, making challenges and doing really well. So yeah, to move him out, we still haven't really found our best midfield three, I think. I think Kacharski, Caceres, Bratton feels a little unbalanced in midfield. But yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what the bench looks like. Glasson, Amanatidis, Scaracella, and Gerd, I would imagine you'd see all of them. Maybe Joe Lacey. Maybe.
A wonder kid.
Maybe. Haven't seen his name for a few weeks. And Camijo is out injured as well. So it'll be a very young bench, I think, on the weekend.
Woody too, yeah.
And Paddy Wood.
So, score predictions, guys and girls?
I just want us to win. Doesn't have to be by a lot.
Five.
To quote Michelle. I will say, am I allowed to support players in other teams? Like, as long as we win? Like, I just want to see a Erin Kunda bomb.
No.
No? I don't think I can either. I don't think
not
I can.
Not against us.
No. But if we still win, is it okay? Like...
I mean, clean sheets are better.
Well, we don't know what those are anymore, so.
That's what I'm saying.
We haven't had one all year.
Ideally, we get a clean sheet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, in that case, I'll say
2-0.
2-1.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 2-1.
I think it's going to be 2-1. I would like a clean sheet, but no, I don't think we get that.
I think without Jack Rodwell, I think
we clean sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it'll be a great game. Reminder, everyone, you need to buy tickets to both the men's and the women's games. They do not come with your membership. There's been several emails with discount codes and things, though. So hopefully some of those are still valid and you can get a little bit off your booking fee, which Ticketek will then double and add to your purchase. Because that's what they do. Brilliant. Sean, Quizmaster, did you want to wrap us out with another? Yeah. It was so well received.
I've got the other one because I figured you would have got the Alliratobi one last week quite easily.
You fooled me. Michelle, you said you didn't quite get it either.
No, it was like I know that there was a player, like all the teams sounded familiar.
Mm.
And the Portugal bit, I was like, oh, I have to know who this is because I remember reading about this. Didn't get it.
Sorry, Alira. Sorry. But you have the chance to redeem myself and yourself.
I had another one in the barrel. Is that what they say? In the
sure.
Yeah.
Behind the curtain?
So I'm revealing the curtain. And I'm gonna read
this. Put your shirt back on.
For you, Michelle. Yeah. It's pants off. No, I'm reading this out. This is for Michelle. So
oh God.
Michelle. If you think you know who it is, just pop it into the chat.
So the listeners, yes.
So the listeners can continue to play along at home or on the bus or the train or wherever it is or the toilet.
Michelle Morris, are you ready?
I'm so bad at this. Is this a men's or a women's player?
Women's.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is really, if you're a super fan. All right, the first one. I'm a little bit alarmed because there's no appearance numbers next to any of these, but we'll see
oh,
how
God.
It goes. I don't know why.
Oh,
first
no.
one. B1921.
What?
That's the name of the team.
What's the name of the team? B.
B1921.
What the hell? Okay.
Okay. Rod of Re BK. RODOVRE BK.
Okay, well, that must be in Sweden.
Yep. Oh.
Hello, Rod. Hello, Rod. G and IF. What's that mean, Jonathan?
Is that the initials?
No.
Okay.
Next one. This one looks familiar. I feel like I've seen somebody play for this club before. Brondby IF.
Oh, jeez.
Brondby IF.
I don't know any
That's a pretty
Swedish
big club.
players.
That's a pretty big club.
And I will give you a little bit of a nudge, or a clue, that with your initial geographical guess, you're in the right part of the world.
Yeah, well, they're all Swedish clubs, right?
I can either confirm or deny person is Swedish. But she might like fjords. I don't know. Linköpings. That's Linköpings FC.
I know this club.
You know this club? Do you have a jersey of it?
No.
Oh. Then us.
No of it.
Sydney FC.
This is a very hard one, Sean. This is a very difficult one.
I'm butchering.
I think I've got it, but only from Googling, so I won't cheat.
Oh, God, you cheated.
Parley Blues. Parley Blues. It's two words. Parley Blues, like barley, but P for Peter. Parley Blues. Shelley played 12 times for us. She got two goals.
This is very difficult, Sean.
I don't think I'm ever going to get this.
This one I feel like I've seen somebody play. Fortuna or Fortuna? Fortuna?
Yeah.
Fjording.
Fortuna.
Fjording?
Yeah.
H. Joring?
Like everyone's played there.
Oh. It's diminishing this person's career. Everyone's played there.
Maybe say the national team and how many caps, Sean, it might help.
Okay. Is that okay? Denmark, 121 appearances, 36 goals. That's pretty, that's a significant amount.
Denmark.
Yeah.
And played for Sydney FC.
Correct.
Come
okay, on.
Keep going.
B1921 is obvious.
I have never heard of this person.
She's become a nurse. She's now a nurse.
What's the rest of the list?
That's it. Fortuna H. Joring was the last one.
So when did she play for us?
09 to 10.
Oh my God.
Were you born then? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so, I wasn't watching football then. God, what? No, I've got no clue who this person will be.
Jonathan, do you want to have it? I've read through the list. Do you want to say it out loud,
well,
Jonathan? You guess
so
it?
we've had two Danish players. I'm assuming it's one of them.
Yeah. Danish.
I initially thought it was Julie Rydell, but I think it's Catherine Paske. Is it the second one?
Fuck yeah, Jonathan. You're the super fan.
Catherine, I cheated.
He cheated.
I've cheated.
Hey, you're not a super fan.
I've
Catherine
cheated, but
Paske Sorensen.
Yeah, I'd never, I can't say I remember her.
Oh my goodness.
But looking at, look, do you know what? Looking at her in the Sydney FC kit on Wikipedia, I do actually I sort of remember her running around for us. Championship winner with Sydney FC. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. And she obviously had something to do with Julie Rydell because they had very, very similar clubs. As in, it almost mirrors each other. So maybe they were really good friends.
There you go. Stumped both of you.
That's too hard, Sean. That's too hard.
No, I want to do the next one to Sean.
Yeah, please do. If any listener got that, if anyone got that,
Jamie,
I'm looking at you, Dave. I'm looking at you, Dave Warriner, or someone at the club, maybe. I don't know. I'll do something if someone honestly got that.
A handshake.
Yeah. Sky Blue Stories gift pack. I've got some stickers somewhere. Brilliant. What an entertaining and confusing way to round out Sky Blue Stories this week. Riveting entertainment for everyone. Get out to Unite Round. A great weekend of football. Yeah, it's annoying. We've got to buy a ticket, but it's another chance to support both the boys and the girls in the Harbour City, which is brilliant. And the thing I like about it is that it gets us closer to playing each team evenly throughout the season, even if it is not quite there. Don't think there's anything else happening in the world of football or Sydney FC at the moment. So you two have a wonderful week. Michelle, enjoy the rest of your birthday week.
Thank you.
And Sean, enjoy. You're back at work, aren't you?
Yeah, my brain hurts.
Yeah, tired.
I am so tired.
Thanks for listening to our rabble, and we'll talk to everyone again next week.